Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Jamaica Tourism Minister's Message at Tourism Awareness Week. The Jamaica Tourism Minister, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, had his message delivered at the Tourism Awareness Week service. The speaker conveyed the following. Allow me to start by extending my heartfelt appreciation to Apostle Richard Keene, Pastor Joy Keene, and the Congregation of Family Church on the Rock Montego Bay for allowing the Ministry of Tourism, its public bodies and tourism partners to join you today as we mark the start of Tourism Awareness Week 2024 with this service of thanksgiving. God's Word says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust you." Isaiah 26 verse 3 NIV. Today, as we seek the Lord's continued blessing over our tourism industry, a key pillar of the nation's economy that provides livelihoods for thousands of Jamaicans, let us continue to focus on His enduring love, abundance, and direction. Our tourism minister, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, is passionate about Tourism Awareness Week and had hoped to be with us this morning. Unfortunately, pressing international commitments require his attention. It is therefore my privilege to deliver this message on his behalf. We all know the timeless lyrics from the legendary king of reggae, the Honorable Robert Nesta Marley, "One Love, One Heart." Let's get together and feel all right. Bob Marley's iconic "One Love" represents the heartbeat of Jamaica, capturing the island's vibrant spirit. For decades, it has been the Jamaica Tourist Board's global anthem as it promotes our beautiful island to the world. "One Love" is a powerful expression of love, peace, and unity, mirroring our nation's soul. From a tumultuous history, Jamaica has flourished into a harmonious blend of vibrant cultures expressed through dance, music, food, art, fashion, and language. It is a rich heritage that captivates both locals and visitors seeking authentic experiences. Jamaica, therefore, is proud to join the United Nations Tourism, UN Tourism, and the global community in celebrating World Tourism Day, WTD, on September 27th. Embracing the theme which we have given a Jamaican twist, Tourism and Peace, out of many, One Love. This theme will also guide our activities for Tourism Awareness Week, which runs from September 22 to September 28, as we raise awareness of the industry's vital role as a bridge between nations and cultures, fostering peace and understanding. The main activities include daily advertorials highlighting initiatives of the Ministry of Tourism and its public bodies that speak to Tourism Awareness Week theme. This morning's Thanksgiving church service. The unveiling of a mural celebrating tourism and peace, out of many, One Love in downtown Kingston in collaboration with Kingston Creative. A speaker series and storytelling competition for Tourism Action Club, TAC, members and schools across Jamaica throughout the week. A youth forum designed to engage students in discussions around tourism's role in fostering peace and unity. A gastronomy event, Savor Jamaica, which will showcase Jamaica's rich culinary heritage at the Artisan Village in Trelawney, and a free out of many, One Love concert at Devon House in celebration of World Tourism Day. Tourism is one of the world's largest industries and is a significant factor driving economic growth in numerous destinations, especially in emerging economies and developing countries like Jamaica. It not only generates income and foreign exchange inflows but also creates millions of jobs, supports local businesses, and contributes significantly to infrastructural development. In 2023, an estimated 1.3 billion people traveled the world, earning destinations some $1.4 trillion. Here at home, last year saw us welcoming a record-breaking 4.29 million visitors and generating $4.38 billion in earnings. Additionally, I am pleased to share that based on preliminary figures, since the start of 2024 we have welcomed some 3 million stopover and cruise visitors to the island, earning approximately $3 billion. So, despite various challenges relating to U.S. travel advisories, Hurricane Beryl, and tightness in relation to airlift, we are marginally ahead of last year's performance and remain on track to achieve our target of securing 5 million visitors and $5 billion in earnings by 2025. This annual worldwide movement of millions of people creates invaluable opportunities for cross-cultural exchange, allowing individuals to immerse themselves in different traditions, cuisines, languages, and lifestyles. This intercultural dialogue is crucial for breaking down prejudices and stereotypes, while building bridges of understanding and acceptance. Recognizing this potential, leveraging tourism as a powerful tool to promote peace is logical and essential. A stable and peaceful environment is an indispensable prerequisite for tourism success. However, the relationship is reciprocal. Tourism itself can serve as a catalyst for peace. By fostering the free flow of people, ideas, and resources across borders, it can nurture a global community built on mutual respect and understanding. Furthermore, tourism can create economic opportunities and stability for individuals and communities, leading to improved social cohesion and a stronger commitment to maintaining peaceful conditions in order to attract and sustain visitors. Peace is more than just the absence of conflict, it is harmony, acceptance, and mutual understanding. Moreover, peace is a fundamental human right. Therefore, through tourism, let us change the world. Let us create a world where peace is not merely an aspiration but a tangible reality, a world where we all get together and feel all right. Thank you and may God bless you. iturbonews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes OCNBreakingNewsShow.com.